Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Friday, 15th of March, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to trade higher today as trends in the GIFT Nifty hint towards a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 20 points. The benchmark indices staged a comeback in the previous session and ended on a positive note amid buying across sectors. The market wiped out opening losses and traded higher for the rest of the session, with the Nifty crossing 22,200 intraday and the Sensex also comfortably closing above the 73,000 mark. At close, the Sensex was up 0.5% at 73,097 and the Nifty gained 0.7% to end at 22,146. Broader indices outperformed the two benchmarks, with the BSE Mid Cap Index rising 2.2% and the BSE Small Cap Index gaining 3%. As per the daily charts, however, the sentiment remains negative as the Nifty 50 consolidated around the lower half of the previous session's candle on the daily time frame. Additionally, the index has closed below the 21-day exponential moving average with a bearish crossover in the RSI. However, bulls managed to push the Nifty back into the rising channel by the session's end, suggesting a possibility of a bullish trend reversal. Looking ahead, analysts anticipate the Nifty to encounter resistance in the 22,200 to 22,250 zone. Clearing the resistance at 22,250 might propel it towards 22,500 in the near term. Support levels are situated at 22,050 to 22,000. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Paytm will be in focus after the company was granted approval to participate in UPI as a third-party application provider. Bharat Electronics and Railtel will also be in the radar after the companies bagged significant orders. Now it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. Wall Street indices continue to take a breather as the Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite ended marginally lower each. Markets in Asia Pacific also tracked the cues and remained largely weak in today's trading session. South Korea's Kospi and Hong Kong's Hang Seng slipped over 1%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sandeep Raina of Nuvama Professional Clients Group, who shares his take on the small and mid-cap space and how investors should sail through those. Let's tune in.
So see, it's very difficult to time the market. I don't know whether today is the bottom or maybe after 5 days the bottom will fall. But what is most important to understand is we have to look for stocks which are reasonably good and have corrected. And there are multiple stocks which have corrected 15%. Maybe on the large cap side, we have not seen that kind of degrowth in the stock or stock correction. But in mid cap or maybe small cap, we have seen good amount of corrections. They are reasonably good stocks which have corrected 20-30%. Now, having said that, the basic underline is very simple. Just look for stocks which are where the business is not changing. See, this correction is not changing the way business has been done. So business, if it's expected to grow at 20%, it will still grow at 20%. Right? The cash flows were supposed to be strong, it will still be strong. So focus on those stocks which have corrected and the business model is not changing, your EPS is not changing, then go for it. So firstly, I would just like to add, it was not backed by any other thing. It was backed hardcore by fundamentals. See, in PSU also, we have to understand what are we picking. It's, if you talk about the PSU in the defense sector like HAL and BDL and other companies like Mastog and all, there is a hardcore fundamental change. There is a growth that we're seeing. The kind of investment government is talking about in defense is phenomenal. The kind of indigenization that will happen in this sector will be phenomenal. So it is not based on just news or something. It's actually hardcore number. But yes, these are lumpy businesses. They will take some time, but actually there will be earning going forward. So PSU, we have to categorize. So defense is a great sector in PSU space that we should be looking at. Railways, amazing sector because the kind of investment. See, it's very simple. The way government is talking about the investments, in India, in the core sectors, that will actually lead all these companies to far better numbers in terms of PAT, in terms of EPS, and in terms of then the valuation will also move up. So those are sectors. In banking also, like SBN, BOP looks interesting. So we have to divide these sectors and then look at company which to buy. I will not be buying any and every PSU. So we have to define those PSUs. So these sectors looks interesting, the PSU categories also.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Monday at the same time.